Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear a woman giving a talk on the radio about a new citizens' advice office. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 11 to 15.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Radio GTFM. You may have heard recently that the town is getting a new citizens' advice office, and Annette Arnold is here today to tell us a little about it. Welcome, Annette.
Thank you for having me on the show. So yes, the town finally has a citizens' advice office. The people who live in our town can come and get free, confidential and impartial guidance on all aspects of their lives. We can be found right in the centre of the town in the square, where you'll find the town hall, the old post office, the National Credit Bank, the main town police station, the tourist information office, the main town church, Boodle's department store and the art gallery. We're in the building that used to be the square's post office. And as you come out of the front of our building into the square, on our right is the tourist information office, and on our left is the National Credit Bank. You can't miss our entrance. We have painted the whole of our front door bright yellow, and the rest of the building's front is a rather loud shade of green. You can't miss all that. Directly opposite from our building is the town hall. People come to offices like ours for all sorts of advice. To give you an example, the world of work is where we can often help the people who visit us. This can cover all sorts of things. We can't actually help you find a job, but we can help with problems at work. This can range from grievances and pay to vacation entitlements and discrimination. Having a job is an essential part of most people's lives, and you can be faced with many difficult issues, so it is essential to know what you should do. Another common area is to do with money. If you find that you owe money to organizations or people, we can look at your options and provide guidance on how to deal with your problem. Not many things can cause more stress than this, and it's important to address it before things get out of hand. We can't lend you the money ourselves, but we have contacts in banking and government that can help. Another popular area is tax. Everyone finds this a complex area, and at some time everyone needs advice on it. We can show you how to work out whether you need to pay income tax and how it's collected. We can also tell you if you've paid too much tax, and there are guides to council tax and inheritance tax. We're not allowed to recommend any accountants to you, but you can research that on the internet if you feel you need someone after us to do any tax-related work.
You now have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen to the rest of the talk and answer questions 16 to 20.
So, we've had a number of emails asking where the different sections are within our building. Of course, there is a sign up at the entrance of the building to help you, and all the information is on our website. I didn't mention it earlier, but we have a big section on education. This office can help you with all your inquiries on your and your children's education. This is found on the first floor, in room 25, and the secretary there, Mrs. Atkins, will help you get started. Another office I didn't mention earlier is the one for relationships, which is also on the first floor in room 29. This place can give you advice on keeping your relationship together through therapy, and it can also advise you on your rights within the law if your relationship breaks down. We don't have a money office for you to pay any bills, as all our advice is for free. We do, however, welcome any donations you might want to give us. Although the government funds us to some extent, Money's tight nowadays, and we're always short at the end of the year. If you'd like to offer us any funds, please speak to the receptionist on the ground floor, and she will direct you to whichever manager is on duty at that time. The money advice office is next to reception in room 1, but don't go there for donations, and don't go there for government benefits. The office for any inquiries relating to employment is in room 2 on the ground floor, opposite reception. They will help you with advice on all your rights and how to solve problems. One word of advice about this office is that they are often very busy, as their advice is very popular. Don't be too disappointed if someone can't see you right away. They may have to make an appointment for you to come back at another time, but you won't have to wait too long. Next to room 2 are the bathrooms. And the next one, room 4, is our section on benefits. This office will help you with all questions to do with your rights to money from the government. Also on the ground floor, you can find our offices on discrimination. This is found in room 9. Here, you can get advice if you think you've been treated differently because of who you are. Please note that this does not include employment in our offices. You need to go to the employment office for that. Room 18 on the first floor is the office for our consumer section. When you buy goods or services, the law gives you consumer rights. These protect you from being treated unfairly by a trader. You may have received poor service, or you may want to switch energy suppliers or cancel a contract. You can also learn more about what you can expect to find in a consumer contract.